It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 309. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you so much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me suggestions for future show topics or entering a contest that I'm going to be talking about later. Any question that you have, my email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, and that's twitter.com/MikeTechShow. I have a really good show for tonight. I'm going to cover a couple utilities that I think are important on converting your documents to be able to view them in your current ebook reader or as a PDF. Now, the PDF one, a lot of you probably already know about, but you may not. Some people still, they don't know that it's very easy to create PDF documents. Now, the ebook reader, though, is very new for everybody, and I got a great utility that I learned about that I'm going to talk about. Then I'm going to spend some time talking about my new consulting notebook, the notebook that I purchased a month ago for consulting. And now, after using it for a month, I want to talk about it. And why I selected what I did, which I know I'm going to generate lots of email. Then I'm going to talk about the details of why I put it together and how I'm running things. Also, you definitely want to stay tuned and listen. In a few minutes, I'm going to be telling you how you can enter two separate contests to win some really cool prizes. Let's take care of business and then we'll get started. Anytime I can avoid getting in my car and driving to a meeting, I do. That's why I started using GoToMeeting to hold my meetings online instead of wasting time and money and sitting in traffic. The traffic jams in the Philadelphia area, if you're driving in rush hour, it's terrible. How about having a meeting online where everybody attending can see your desktop on their screen? You can demonstrate anything that you want to talk about. You can collaborate. It is great software. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, is the easiest and most secure way to hold an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on to the website, GoToMeeting.com, and they're off and running. It's a great service. You can have unlimited meetings for one flat rate, and you can actually try it out free for 30 days, but you got to visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. The first tool I want to talk about, I learned from the latest issue of PC Magazine, and it's a utility to manage and convert your ebooks, and the program is called Calibre. It is so easy. I'm going to have a link to the software in the show notes. They have a version and it's completely free. They have versions for Windows, Mac, and Linux. And once you get started, they're going to ask you a critical question. Which ebook reader are you using? Now, one of the things I haven't tried, now I'm not into the ebooks yet, but if you use Amazon and it asks you then which Kindle version, you have Barnes & Noble, Sony, every ebook reader you can think of is covered in this piece of software. So you can take your book and convert it from one format to another. So now, if you are in a situation with multiple ebooks, wow, you can convert and manage your ebooks. Have it taken a document and putting it into that format for your ebook. Maybe you got a new iPad and you want to be able to easily convert your documents. The utility is very simple to use. once you get started, you can add the books to your library and then easily browse your library. The Maximum PC article, I don't know if it's online yet. I'm going to check, and I will link the article, but I'll tell you, you can go through this and use the program without needing the article. It's very simple to use, and I just started playing with it, but like I said, I am not married to an ebook yet. Most of the books that I get that are ebooks are all in PDF format. And one of my favorite utilities for converting to PDFs, and there's a lot of PDF converters. There's QPDF, there's Primo PDF, but my favorite is PDF Creator. And again, it's an open source project, but there's one caveat. When you are downloading the program, PDF Creator, it tries to install toolbars. I hate that. When software, they hide where you got to make sure you uncheck that ask.com toolbar or whatever. There's a bunch of toolbars that it tries to install. Just make sure you carefully, as you go from screen to screen when you're installing it, uncheck it. But once it's installed, it is a printer driver for your system. And this is how the PDF Creator works. When you want to create a PDF, you just call up any application, whether it be Word, Excel, and I use this literally every day. When you go to print, you now have, after the install, PDF Creator is listed as a printer. And once you pick that, you now get a dialog box saying, what do you want for the name? What do you get to put information on, filling out like who's the document created by. So you get to fill out all that metadata for the document and then save it. And then it will open up your default PDF reader, whether that be Adobe Reader or Foxit Reader. And I need to still use the Adobe Reader because I have many, many clients that use the Adobe Reader. And if there's going to be a problem or an issue with an upgrade, I got to know about it. So to me, that is very important to be using the same software that the majority of my clients are using. I still like Foxit Reader. And when I can, I do install that on a system. But I have to be tied to the Adobe Reader. And I have clients that still use the full Adobe Professional package. And there are certain reasons for being able to edit PDFs and do some things that I have clients where they actually have no choice from, you know, corporate decisions that were decisions that are made that they have to use that. But if you're in a situation where you want to save money, be able to easily create a PDF, then the way to go is PDF Creator. Like I said, I use that every single day. Let's talk about the contest. You heard me mention Podcast Madness contest. Well, that started on June 1st. The code for this week is the word madness. So you can go over to podcastmadness.com. Register and enter the word madness, and you heard that on the Mike Tech Show. Each week, there will be different clues, and take a look at all of the podcasts that are listed there. Listen to them for multiple chances of winning. You want to go to podcastmadness.com? The clue this week is madness. That's contest one. And take a look at the site, and you'll see all the different prizes that are being put up by your favorite podcasters. Bryce, who owns and runs and manages a tremendous website, which you've heard me often talk about, and I know a lot of you go to it, TechNibble. He has a business computer kit that if you are new to consulting or you're starting your consulting business, you've heard me talk about this. Well, I asked Bryce, how about a giveaway? And how about if I have the kit to give away? So, if you are a consultant, if you are consulting, you're on your own, maybe you're doing it on the side, maybe you want to get into it, send me an email convincing me why you should get the free kit. Okay? So in a paragraph, don't need a, multiple pages. Just give me a good paragraph or two saying you want the business computer kit and this is why you think you deserve that. Send that to me and I will pick the best one. I'll read a bunch of them on the air. So keep that in mind. It will be read on the air if you win. And I will award one. And the one, I guess, that knocks my socks off, blows me away, that'll be the winner. So very simple. And you email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. So got two great contests. Now, for the rest of the show, I am going to talk about why I selected the notebook that I selected. I went through a lot of choices and a lot of options, and I needed to pick the best notebook for my consulting. Now, I have, you've heard me talk about I have a wonderful HP notebook that I purchased on Black Friday a couple years ago. Didn't spend a lot of money, and it's gorgeous. It's 15-inch. It does everything I want. I have Windows 7 Professional on it, but it is heavy. It is so heavy. One of the things that I have to be is flexible. I have to be able to have a notebook that will run multiple operating systems. So it's got to run Windows XP. It's got to run Windows 7. It's got to run Ubuntu. And then anything else that I may need to throw at it. You heard me talk about VMware Fusion all the time. And you also have VMware Workstation, which is also a very solid program. And then you have VMware Server, which is free and can run any operating system. So now it's a matter of getting a notebook that is light. Doesn't have to be paper thin light, but it has to be light. It has to have a very good display. I don't want it too big. So the sweet spot for me is a 13-inch display. But something that is very important, I need a backlit keyboard. That's a requirement. And when anybody that's looking for a notebook, you got to list what are the important things. I also want to be able to have 8 gig of memory. Some notebooks can't go that far. I have a lot of requirements that I wrote down. And my biggest ones were the size, being light, being able to easy to work, a very long battery life. I got to be able to run 7-8 hours without plugging in possibly, because maybe I'm at a client all day and I'm going to be bouncing around and I got to be able to have the notebook last and not have to plug in. What notebook fit all of that criteria? It was the MacBook Pro 13-inch. I purchased that and got it with 4 gigs of memory. And one of the things I was very impressed about was that it was a lot larger than I actually thought in terms of 13-inch is a very big display. I was worried that I was going to sacrifice a little too much. You know, I thought it was going to be too small. And then once I had the 13-inch in front of me, I was like, boy, it's a perfect size. Because 15-inch just is a little too big. 17 is just way out of control. But there is a need for the 17-inch if you want that as your desktop replacement. Then I understand, get a big, beautiful screen. The only negative to this, I do not like the glossy display. I hate glossy displays. And I was very disappointed, but I understand. In the Apple line of notebooks, they offer an upgrade, but only in the 15-inch and the 17-inch model. They offer an inexpensive upgrade to get the matte display that's not glossy. So that glossy display, until you're running anything, it's like looking in a mirror. Sometimes can get very annoying depending on the, what you're running and what colors you're running. It's a gorgeous notebook. One of the things that I like is all of the flexibility of the ports. I like the fact that if I give a presentation, they have one display port where I was able to go to monoprice.com and I was able to purchase the adapters, because you can get the adapters directly from Apple, but they just overcharge too much. They want like $29 for something that I can get for $8 from Monoprice. So I was able to buy the HDMI, the VGA, and the DVI adapter. So in my bag, I can connect to any secondary display, whatever a client throws at me. It has a FireWire port, so I have an adapter so I can plug any FireWire. It's got two USBs, and it even has an SD card. So given all that for its size, it has 8-hour battery life when fully charged. I'm running VMware Fusion, and I have installed Windows XP Pro 32-bit. On that Windows XP Pro 32-bit, I installed Office 2007. I also installed Windows 7 64-bit Ultimate. Under that operating system, I installed Office 2010. So now I am ready for anything. I can now connect to anything. I can be in any situation with a client, and now I can respond, support, and help. And that, you certainly could do that on any notebook, but to me, that was very, very important. The only thing that, other than the glossy display, something I want to get back to, adding memory is very easy. Now, I remember in the old days with MacBooks and Macs, you know, it's a very closed hardware environment, so it's very difficult to upgrade. Well, I added the memory, and it took about 5 minutes. On the back, there are 10 screws surrounding the edge of the entire notebook, and they're very thin. I had to pull out my Precision Phillips screwdriver head. None of my normal Phillips was able to open it up, and a lot of the screws are different sizes, and with any notebook, you got to be careful. And you know, here's a plug for the laptop repair videos that you hear me talk about a lot that Steve Cherubino has. He has gorgeous videos going into everything. You know what? I needed no video for this. After you get those 10 screws, you just got to remember where you're taking them out. So have a good process as to, hey, this hole, I'm taking this screw, and you take them out, and they're so small. They're so tiny. You got to make sure that you're carefully putting them. I recommend putting maybe a piece of tape down and then placing those screws on top of the tape. So this way you're not going to lose them. They're not going to fall off the table. Once I did that, I lifted its very thin aluminum body. It's a unibody chassis. So it's all one solid piece of aluminum, where the bottom piece is the only additional piece that you take off. It just pops off very simply after I removed the 10 screws, and I was able to easily get to the memory. Now, one of the other things you can replace, I ordered this with 4 gigs of memory, and I bought 4 gigs online for a great price. Well, you can also replace the hard drive easily. Now, I got the 500 gig hard drive, and I was disappointed that they're 5,400 RPM. Yes, I could buy hard drives that are 7,200, and I can replace it. But I've been reading on the forums, and if you do that on a MacBook Pro, depending on the hard drive that you get, guess what? It makes a lot of noise. And I've heard and I've read about a lot of complaints of the noise from different hard drives. So I'm happy. It's fast enough for me. The 8 gigs of memory gives me all the overhead that I need for running all my operating systems. I tried to load every operating system under VMware Fusion with 4 gig, and it made the system like a crawl. It was just, I hammered the system when it was only 4 gig. Having 8 gig, I can run all my operating systems, and I have no problem. You know I am a Windows user. That is my primary operating system. It's what I make a living on. And I love Windows. Use it all the time. But you also know that as part of the show, I have my iMac that feeds in the music that you hear, the intro, the outro. They all come from the iMac. I look at everything where I keep an open mind and I need the right tool for the right job. I look at where I'll run Linux, I can run the Mac, I can run Windows. And for the backlit keyboard, the size of the notebook, and the amount of memory and how much battery life I get, this met all of my needs. And I went through this process with you because that's what you should be doing for not only yourself, your family, but if you have clients, you should be going through that process. A perfect example, one of my clients needed advice on a notebook. And I went through the process that I went through, and he is flying a lot. Now, one of the questions I needed to ask, do you fly first class all the time? And he looked at me and he said, you know, that's a great question. I don't fly first class all the time. I only fly first class when he goes to California. But when he's traveling to 2-3 hour flight, like a 2 hour, 2.5 hour flight, he flies coach. And he doesn't fly to California that often. So that means if he's going to be in a coach seat, then the notebook must be smaller because you can't open it up. And then you got to ask questions. Can you live with the glossy display? Now me, I had to give in on that one. I hate the glossy display, but since it met all of my other criteria, I'm living with it. So understand what is important for all of the options and what you need for performance, what you need for memory, what you need for battery life, display, options. Think of as many things as you can think of. And you list them out. And then start your search for notebooks and start going over the models. And you may end up with a Mac. You may end up with a Sony Vaio. You may end up with a Toshiba, HP. Dell makes good notebooks. There's a lot of great notebook manufacturers out there. And you need to be aware of all the different options. And I find one of the biggest, actually two things, is battery life and weight. And when you want to go light, you're giving up something. And so what are you giving up? If you're going with the lighter the notebook, the more it's going to cost, and you're giving up something. And so you got to make sure that those trade-offs are okay and you can live with them. And once you do that and you review that with your client or whoever, or maybe it's just for yourself, maybe it's for a spouse, for a child going back, you know, who's heading to college and you're thinking of a notebook, you no longer are restricted by the operating system. And I think that's another point that I'm making here. You have the ability, no matter what the base operating system is, to be able to run all the other operating systems virtually. You can run VirtualBox. You can run VMware server, VMware workstation if you want to pay some money. And if it's a Mac, you have Parallels and you have VMware Fusion. I happen to be a VMware Fusion person just because I have been using VMware in the business world and I've been acclimated to VMware Fusion. It's been great and I've been working through all the versions since version 1. They're now at 3.1 and it's just working. It's phenomenal. I am very, very happy. And I, you know, give it, you know, definitely 2 thumbs up. The MacBook Pro line. Yes, you will pay a little more, but I'm going to give you a tip. And I've mentioned this before. Before you go click on the Apple Store icon, click on education and pick the closest university to your zip code. Pick it. Just say that's the university. And that's it. Click OK. And then go shop. And you will get a discount. Now, on the notebooks, I noticed a $100 discount, some depending on the size and the options. You can get up to $150, even $200 off. But, you know, $200 off, you're spending over $2,000. So I got $100 right off the bat off. I got, I think, $50 off the price of the upgrade for the hard drive. So it was very, very nice. I'm very, very happy. Also, another little plug for the MacBook Pros. They've updated their graphic options. And on the higher end sizes, they now have the Core i5 and i7 chips for processors. That's nice. So you can really get some powerful notebooks in the Apple family. And again, you could find a Windows notebook. It's going to be a little cheaper. You can find the same requirements. One of the ones, like I said, bears repeating, is that backlit keyboard definitely limits you on your notebook options. And once I threw that into the mix, it kind of, and the other things that I listed out, it definitely separated. And so that's why. So now I have a Windows notebook and I have the Mac notebook, and I enjoy them both. My son Ryan has a Windows notebook, and he has an iMac. My wife uses an older original MacBook Pro. So I have tons of systems around here, and they're Windows and they're Mac, and they all access and share files between each other. We share the same network printers. There's no problems with a mixed operating system environment in your house. It can be done. I am living proof of that, and it's not that hard to get everything to talk and communicate together. I hope that some of this helps. Maybe some of this helps you with your process for making a decision on the notebook that you're going to help someone pick, or maybe you're picking it for yourself. And then also in the beginning of the show, we covered the utilities for converting to any ebook format, between any format, from, you know, you want to go from Kindle to Sony. That is awesome. So you have the capability to be able to save something in any ebook format, and then also an incredible PDF creator program, and literally call PDF creator. So I hope you got something out of the tech content for tonight's show. I have some independent music, and the group is called Blue Rain. The song is Misconceptions. Give a listen, and then I'll be back to wrap up.
Really don't know.
That was Blue Rain, the song Misconceptions, and I'll have a link to their website on GarageBand.com. I want to thank everybody for staying subscribed to the show, supporting the show, and downloading and just participating. I love it. Thank you so very, very much. Don't forget to keep continuing to use my Amazon link and affiliate links. You know, you got Father's Day coming up. You want to go to Amazon, buy gifts, use the link on the left-hand side of my website or in the show notes. Click on that. Make your Amazon purchase, and you're contributing to the Mike Tech Show. Your prices are the same, but you're going to make that contribution, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support. That's it. I will talk to you same time, same channel next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.